The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Kidding the edition of What's on Your Mind. That's what we do on Fridays, thanks to the fine listeners of this program, the most listened to radio program all across the Northern Plains. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is headed for Medora later for the K-Fire Cafe. Tune it in on the mothership of What's on Your Mind, 550 K-Fire. And, of course, we appreciate our affiliates, which include the mothership of Minot all the way up into what I think they get to the... Don't they get to the North Pole, 910 KCJB? I mean, that signal booms. And so that's the number two mothership, 910 AM KCJB. We have AM 1100, the flag, part of the flag family, Fargo Moorhead, KTGO Tioga on the other end of our flag family, KLTC and Dickinson as well. And appreciate all the folks out there listening to What's on Your Mind. We have a caller contest today. Best call of the day gets a four-pack family fun pack from Medora, which includes three rounds at Bully Pulpit Golf Course, any time yet this year, and one riding stable pass. So your choice on how you want to divvy those up for the caller of the day. In contention now is Fred and Wing, Jim and Bismarck, Joel and Bismarck. Where was Mary from? I forget where Mary was from. We also have the call that came off here defending the Bismarck PD, and we haven't got the name there yet. But anyway, those are the names in contention. More welcome. Bottom of this hour, we'll be joined by the Bismarck PD to talk about... The 20-year cold case of missing person Michelle Juleson as well. Bismarck Police Sergeant William Connor. In the meantime, your calls, your questions, your comments, your are you kidding me suggestions are welcome. And by the way, some folks think like I do. Are you kidding me? The U.S. is transferring an Ebola patient from overseas to an Atlanta hospital. What in the world? Bill says, well, they did say that they do have a secure isolation ward for infectious and highly contagious diseases, so we'll see. Well, Bill's not too worried.
You're going to catch it all the way in North Dakota? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, there's other folks that are worried about it, though. Most of the other folks. If you haven't been to Medora, why not? If you have, what's your favorite part? If you haven't been to Medora, are you kidding me? I can't believe it. Bert says, eating a good steak and very good entertainment. Klaus says, hey, can I find Medora on your website? Angie says, cost too much. Cost too much.
Not when you win it. And no, it doesn't.
And you can win it, but no, I agree with you. It doesn't. So anyway, here's a call that came in off the air. Well, I'll tell you what, Dustin in Watford's been waiting for a while, so I'm going to get to Dustin, then the off-air call, then Bob in Fergus Falls wants to talk about the homeless guy, and... So do I, by the way. We have any info from the Bismarck PD on whether he'll talk to us? Todd, have you connected with him?
Waiting to hear back yet.
All right, and we do have the sergeant. We just don't know if he's spun up on
this
story.
They're trying to find the officer that was at the root of it all. We're
working on it. All right, Dustin in Watford City listening on KTGO 1090 Radio. What's on your mind today, Dustin?
Did he just add yesterday?
I'm sorry, I missed that first part of what you said. Start over if you would, Dustin. Go ahead.
Did you eat your hat yesterday?
Yeah, you're supposed to have eaten your hat.
Yeah.
You had that Crosby guy with the house. You said if you didn't sell it or get it sold.
I did get a one-day reprieve on the eating my hat deal because the pictures didn't go up until late the night before. But you are right. If it doesn't sell by today, I need to eat my hat, and I better call the guy and find out. Did you look at the house? It's on the Facebook pages. Did you look at it?
I haven't, but that's way up in Crosby, and you know I'm going to stay over here and watch first. I like my little area.
Just one sec, Dustin, before you say what you wanted to say, because I don't want to eat my hat. I'm telling you, given the price of housing in the oil patch, I thought that was a lot of house for $140,000.
And it really is.
Yeah, I still think that I hope I don't have to eat my hat, but I bet that baby sells. And the guy's, you know, he's a trucker. It's been his house forever. His kids grew up in the house. He and his wife sadly are divorced now, and he just said it's too painful to go back to the house. It isn't that he wants to sell it because it's a bad house. It's a good house, and I mean it looks like it was probably built in the '70s. It's not modern and new, but I'm telling you, four bedrooms and 2,900 square feet. It's a good deal for $140,000, and it proves my point, I think, that if you look for it, there is affordable housing in the Bakken. Not as much as we want. That's going to change. But anyway, that story came up Wednesday in Watford. That isn't why you called, other than to rib me, and I will eat my hat if I have to, but it's just going to be delayed a little bit. What did you call about, Dustin?
All right, I wanted to touch base on the bashing of Obama and the panhandler. You know, on the panhandlers, I think they need to crack down more. Right there in front of Cashwell, or I'm sorry, in front of the Twist, we had a veteran, big sign, needed help. I stopped by, gave him $20. Same day on my way home, next thing you know, walking out of the liquor store was a vet that I just gave $20 to. Worst part about it was, next day, Ashley said, I did something good today. My wife. I said, what's that? She said, I gave a vet $100. Same vet. You know, I think they need to really start cracking down on that.
Wow. I do too. And then, can we do, though, is my question. But I agree. Those imposters, we ought to throw the book at them, because the people that need it aren't getting it. You know?
Well, look at all the great stories about around here, people losing their houses in their hometowns, moving up here, and they get a $120,000 job, and they're booming. They're doing great now. You know, what's the difference between a lot of these guys out there that are panhandling? They're working, I guess they're working half as hard to get free money, but when they can go make an honest living and be up and going.
You should know, Dustin, that the Bismarck police, according to a KX story here that Chris Nerdly just found, December 2013, Bismarck police arrested a phony panhandler. So we're going to ask the sergeant about that a little later on, too. I say attaboy. You want to mention one other quick thing, and please do it quick, because we're jammed with calls today. But what else did you want to mention?
All right, that bashing Obama. It's funny how a lot of these liberals will constantly say, we're bashing them. We're putting down their ideals. When the first thing anyone on the right says, it's bashing our president. He's sticking his hands too much into our pockets and into our lives. You know, I'm all about freedom. I don't believe in a lot of things that the liberals believe in. I don't believe in abortion. But I also don't think that the government should be involved in it. I don't think our tax dollars should go to it. I think the government getting involved in it, it's going to open a door that's hard to close. Next thing you know, they're going to say, well, what about assisted suicide? You know, or what's the age limit on aborting a child? They're going to push it and push it and push the book. You know, next thing you know, we're going to have 10, 12, 13-year-old kids. I made a mistake and shouldn't have got knocked up 13 years back. Now I want to end it. It's a big loop cycle of once you open that door with the government involved, it can't be closed.
Dustin, thanks for calling. Appreciate your take. We ask what's on your mind because we want to know. Adam in Fargo, what's on your mind?
I'm just incredibly annoyed at how Fargo and I don't pay so much attention to Moorhead because I don't live there, but how Fargo loves to spend my money on other people. Specifically, the things that come to mind are right now these ice rinks. That's private property. If there's responsibility, their responsibility to develop it however they want. Court Plus, look at all the money they got. And the leaf cleaners building, that was getting my money so that it could be apartment buildings. Well, now it's a private residence. And all the money that keeps getting pumped into the downtown area, It's sickening because these are things that they're small private interests that loads of money, and it's why are they spending this kind of money on these things that where is the huge public benefit? Why do I have to spend that kind of money?
All good questions, Adam. I'm going to flag you for a caller of the day contender because you've raised some very important points, and I think it threatens. I think the way of thinking in Fargo, which is starting to tip a balance. North Dakota is a pretty bright red state, but there's a lot of purple and too much blue in Fargo, probably even more so than Grand Forks these days, which used to be the kind of one little purple area. that threatens the rest of the state. It's a real worry, and, you know, the Shields Arena case you bring up is a prime example. I feel bad for Shields having their name on this thing because it's been a boondoggle from the beginning. And now asking for taxpayer dollars to fund ice sheets when they pledged, when they built this thing, not to do it, just says, well, you know, we said that, but now we need it because, you know, it's absolutely wrong. So you're right, Adam. Would you hang on and we'll get your information and put you in contention for Caller of the Day and the Medora Family Fun Pack?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you bet. By the way, it's over a $300 value on our family fun pack here. So Shane Snurley will get your information there, and we'll take that. Todd listening on AM 1100, The Flag in Fargo on The Flag Family. Appreciate that. Bob at Fergus Falls doing the same. Wants to talk about the homeless guy. We have lots of off-air calls. When you call 800-228-0550, press 1 to leave your message, your comment. You're still in for Caller of the Day contention there. Or press 2 to chat with Todd and I live on the air. Back to your calls after this. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to tell us about their new interior detailing services for pickups, semis, and it's nice and easy. I don't even need to make an appointment, do I, Megan?
Absolutely. Just drop it off at night, and it will be ready the next morning.
What's not to love about that, folks? Drop it off at night, it's ready the next morning, interior detailing, and they're open 24/7. North Dakota Truck Wash, south of the Pinnacle Cynics in Stanley on the truck bypass. Call them 701-628-1550, 701-628-1550. Thanks, Megan.
Thank you.
Did your grandpa teach you to fish, too?
You made the hook. I'm not touching it.
Look how far I can cast, Grandpa.
You sure know a lot about fishing.
Ooh, I caught a fish!
Whoa! This was really fun. Can we do it again?
Gear up for a lifetime of memories. Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
A word about agriculture from your friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Agriculture is an important industry in North Dakota, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture. See, Farm Bureau is dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for their members. They're not just about farming and ranching. Farm Bureau has more than 27,000 members across the state. Folks just like you that are concerned about issues that matter, like our schools, our roads, our safety, and, of course, economic progress. At the North Dakota Farm Bureau, they provide a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. Farm Bureau also provides their members with a variety of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. We're all in this together, and North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to be there to make sure our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. Find out more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer you by going online to ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
Morning, Scott, Tom, and Bismarck. There's no reason in this state we should be paying any able-bodied people who refuse to work. Have you ever seen the Peter Sellers, Inspector Clouseau, Pink Panther movie with the blind panhandler and his binky? You're talking to the guy in jail is just about as silly. Are you kidding me? Have a good day.
I have no idea what he's talking about. I've seen Inspector. I love Inspector Clouseau. It was one of my favorite cartoons as a kid, but the blind. Do you remember, Todd?
That's been ages. No, I don't.
Maybe we should use this for bumper music. I like this better. Give me that. Bring that up a little bit, would you? Yeah. All right. One more segment of Are You Kidding Me here, ladies and gentlemen. Back to the phones in a moment. And help us out if you remember who the blindfolded guy was in the Pink Panther series. No clue. Thank you, Tom and Bismarck, for the call. I appreciate that very much. Should we put Tom in contention? Because he's I think Bismarck has dominated too heavily today. So we have Bismarck highly represented, but we do have one caller that isn't in contention that maybe should be. Do you remember the caller that says?
No, I don't.
She said it was political theater. What was going on? In other words, the over the border bill, the House being called back. Whoa, wait! You can't go on vacation. You got to come back. And she said this was all about sticking it to the Senate, right? I just got a text from a high-placed source in the United States Congress. I'll leave it at that. And confirming this is, in fact, a little bit of political theater, but more importantly, it is designed to put the pressure where it belongs on the Senate. We'll call our go-to guy, Congressman Kevin Cramer, and see if he couldn't maybe confirm or deny whether that's accurate. But my source by text says it is, in fact, accurate, and this person's pretty plugged in on the political games. Speaking of text, didn't you just get an Are You Kidding Me text, Todd? As if we don't have enough calls, emails, Facebook posts. Now we're getting texts. Very quickly, the text you got, and then I'll get back to the calls.
Our good friend Scott Bachmeyer just jumped out to cut a new roll of net wrap in the baler, and two rattlesnakes were there to help me. Are you kidding me? But I have my pistol, so I might have a new belt.
You lost me at baler there. Now, what was he doing today? Stepped out to do what?
You know, hay.
Oh, okay.
Unrolling hay.
Didn't he invite us out to do some fence mending with him at the?
Absolutely did.
Yeah, I haven't gotten my invite yet on a date. Or do we just? Is it an open invitation? We pick the date.
That falls in our court. Every day's a holiday out there out west.
All right. So since callers come, you know what, Chris, my own brother just said to me in my ear. Did you hear it? Do you hear him? Do you hear him? And he said, "Shut up, callers come first." That's what he said to us, Todd. Shut up. Those two words.
He's got a point there.
Yeah, he does.
Just keep
all right.
Calling him Chris Nerdly, and he'll.
Yeah. Back to the phones. Daniel and Bismarck listening on AM 1100 The Flag. I'm sorry, it's not Daniel and Bismarck. It's Daniel and Hickson. You're next on What's on Your Mind, Daniel. Tell us.
Well, I got 3 points I'd like to make about the former Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. One comment that she made, she said you got to pass a bill in order to find out what it is. That was the most stupid comment I've ever heard any politician say. But she outdid herself just recently when she talked about the fact that Qatar, she's in touch with people in Qatar, and Hamas is a humanitarian agency. What a bunch of baloney that is. The Hamas humanitarian, that was a stupid comment above and beyond even Nancy Pelosi. But you got to be kidding me that the people keep electing that lady. Unbelievable. That's the one that you got to be kidding me. How in the world can anybody vote for somebody that makes so many stupid comments? That's unbelievable.
Two words for you, San Francisco. Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it. Kelly and Williston, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Take it away.
Hi there. I just wanted to weigh in on this panhandling thing. The Bible said if you won't work, you don't eat. So it didn't say that if you can't work. It says if you won't work, you don't eat. So I don't feel bad about the ones that are trying to do this for a living. I ain't giving them a dime. And also, back in 1933, the Congress was gridlocked on a bill on the law, and they basically went to the states, and the states passed it with the Fifth Article Convention, and it was about prohibition, ending prohibition. So the states got together to make it legal to get drunk, basically. And so I'm wondering, why can't we do that to put in the pipeline or to defund Obamacare or to close the borders to keep all these people out? We're running out of time, and I think the people need to get together and get something done. And that's
good, good points, Kelly. Glad you're listening there on KTGO 1090 Radio in Williston today. Thanks very much. Let's go to Ernie and Bismarck listening on 550 K-Fire. What's on your mind, Ernie?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing this morning?
Great. How are you?
I got a couple. You got to be kidding me. You know, you know, it's really something when your daughter just got a new puppy and it's supposed to be potty trained and she goes on vacation, you're babysitting for a weekend, you get up early in the morning, and guess what? You step in some doggy poop and you gotta yell, "You gotta be kidding me."
Well, if that's all you yelled, you're a saint, Ernie, I'll tell you that.
And then I got another one for you. You buy a 6-pack of soda, and all of a sudden you want a nice cold soda. You're laying down, you're taking it easy on your chair outside, soaking in the sun. You open one of those cans, and they're empty. You've got to be kidding me.
That didn't happen. That didn't happen. Did that happen to you?
Yes, it did, but it happened with a can of beer. I should have known.
Oh, my gosh. You are in for caller of the day, Ernie, for sure. The doggy-do story, you had me right there. So hang on. Shane certainly will get your information. We'll put you in for the family fun pack from Medora. We'll announce the winner before the end of the program today, and if we run out of time, we'll do it on Facebook, as we always do. Oh, yeah, Ernie, where'd he go? We lost one caller. We have one line open right now, by the way. 800-228-0550. Pat and Minot listening on 910 KCJB. What's on your mind?
On a panhandling issue, I had an incident this year where I went into a retail store and I got approached by a desperate young guy. His ticket was broke down. He needed a ride to Bismarck, and he was looking for money to one way or another to get there. He even mentioned taxi, and I said, "Well, you can't get a taxi cab." And I'm pretty conservative, pretty skeptic, and so, he went on with the story and showed him his driver's license, worked for the state of North Dakota, and had a Garrison address on his license. And so it sounded pretty good. And I said, "Watch out, I'll see you when I leave the store." And while I was in the store, I run into a county commissioner from Williams County, Williston, and I said, we were visiting, and he said, "Well, he's going to Bismarck." And I said, "Well, Dan," I said, "there's a guy desperate to get a ride to Bismarck. Would you be willing to give him a ride?" "Oh, sure." I said, "Well," so I took him over, introduced him to him, and said, "Okay, this is a great deal." And so Dan said, "Well, my wife is just about done, and we'll be leaving here in a few minutes." And so I left, and later I run into Dan in Williston, and I asked him, I said, "Whatever happened to that guy?" "Well, he was nowhere to be seen." He said, "It was a scam." So, it's a really a sad deal. But you really would like to help people if need it. And I thought I felt pretty good lining them up. And here it was a scam.
I think one way to stop it is for the police to arrest the phony panhandlers. And that's why I can't wait to give the Bismarck PD an attaboy. We have a guest coming on here in a bit, because Chris Nerdly found this story from 2013 about an officer arresting a 61-year-old man after he saw him sitting on a median on the State Street near Menards holding a sign that said, "Merry Christmas, homeless." And they found $187 in his pocket. When they brought him to the jail, he said he had enough money to post bond and pulled out $760. You gotta be kidding me. Unbelievable. Thanks, Pat.
On Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roltec electric conversion system from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roltec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Momentarily by Bismarck Police Sergeant William Connor. We're going to talk about the 20-year-old cold case of a missing person, Michelle Juleson. It's been in the news across the state this week. Sad story. 20 years old, trying to, you know, find something out. Came up at the end of yesterday's program, and we wanted to get some answers. If you know something, say something, I think is the bottom line here. We're also going to see if Sergeant Connor would be okay answering a couple of questions about how these panhandlers are handled and whether or not they know this fellow that was arrested earlier in the week is in fact a professional panhandler or whether it's the real deal. Let's see. Before we do that, let's get to some calls that have been waiting. Brian in Jamestown, we're going to go about 30 seconds each on each of you to get you in here before our guest. You're up on What's on Your Mind. Tell me, Brian. Hang on a sec, Brian. We're not hearing you yet here, so let me fix that. Brian in Jamestown, can you hear me now?
Hey, yeah, I can hear you. How about you guys?
Good. Go ahead.
Say, about Nancy Pelosi, you got to pass it to see what's in it. I spoke with Terry Wanzik one day, and he told me that's what his doctor told him about his stool sample. So just kind of a funny little thing there. That's all I got.
Oh, my gosh. Now, I'm guessing that Senator Wanzik probably didn't want you to attribute that comment to him. Are you sure it was okay for him?
He was referencing Obamacare, and Terry's a heck of a guy. I know his whole family. They're good people. The guy does a good job. And
no, he does a great job. I'm just wondering if you had the okay to quote him on the air. He probably wouldn't care. Much worse has been said on the farm, right? But you're right.
I laughed so hard I almost cried when he told me that. I mean, he's got a good sense of humor, and that's hard to find in a politician these days. So
you know, I've met his parents. I've met his brother. I've met his son. I've met his sister. They're wonderful people. I love the Wanzik family, and if we could use more of them in the Bismarck legislature. In Bismarck every year for the legislature, he does a great job. I completely agree with you. Todd evidently didn't hear that, or he'd be cackling right now. But it's a great line. Thanks, Brian. Appreciate the call. Jeff in Jamestown, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Say, no vacation this fall for Congress, Obama, all of them. Get to work. If after yesterday's Dow drop of 300 and unemployment going up doesn't get somebody's attention, no vacation. Get to work just like the rest of us, right?
Well, I don't think vacation's the right word for it. Quite honestly, what Congress is doing when they quote-unquote go on vacation is come back to actually walk among the unwashed, those of us that voted for them. So, I don't know that it's a vacation.
No, I think it's a vacation. If they don't know what the problems are by now, and they don't got to come and press my palm, they hear from me every other day, just like the rest of us, get their work done. Everybody else is working. Them to work too. And the last thing, this campaign season, if you're in, you're out. I don't care who it is.
Every one of them, huh?
Damn right.
All right, Jeff, hang on a second. We're going to put you in for contention on Caller of the Day in our Medora family four-pack there because you raised some interesting points. I really do. Did Jeff hang up? Doesn't Jeff want to win? Jeff, you need to call back if you want to be in. It's over a $300 value, three rounds of golf at Bully Pulpit and a riding stable pass in Medora for our lucky winner. Congressman Kevin Cramer has agreed to come on and update us on what's going on with his border battle. We'll ask him whether that's a vacation that's coming up for him. But first, we now have our guest, who is Bismarck Police Sergeant William Connor. Sergeant Connor, thanks for joining us today. We appreciate you coming on.
Yes.
I know we've talked a lot today about the situation with the panhandler that was arrested, the homeless panhandler earlier in the week. Are you familiar at all with that case?
No, I haven't worked anything with that case.
And or how about the one back in 2013 when you arrested a phony panhandler and found out that he actually wasn't homeless and was purporting to, you know, tell us a bunch of things that weren't true and then had enough money to post bond and had a couple hundred bucks in his pocket. Do you know anything about that case?
No, I think there's some kind of mix up here. I was scheduled to talk about our missing persons cases.
No, you were. No, there's not a mix-up. I just, because this has come up and been dominated the previous 90 minutes, I didn't want to ask you about it in detail if you didn't know about it, and I won't. So don't worry about it. We'll save that for another day because we did, but I just wanted a lot of questions, and Todd has been trying to track down the public information officer from the Bismarck PD all morning and hasn't had any luck yet, so we didn't want to put you in that position. But anyway, let's talk about what you came to talk about, and that is Michelle Juulsen and the fact that this case has been cold for 20 years. From a human sense, and I imagine as a member of law enforcement, stories like this have to break your heart, huh?
Well, they do. I mean, it's been a long time she's been gone, and her parents don't have any answers, and there's a lot of questions out there. What happened to her? You know?
And my heart aches for the family. I just can't imagine going through this. Obviously, there's somebody out there that knows something, and we can talk about, how you put the pieces of the puzzle together from a law enforcement perspective in a minute, but maybe just bring us back to the beginning. What do we know about this case? Give us the particulars of what happened 20 years ago.
Well, it was August 2nd. Michelle was going to drop her son off, who was just a toddler at the time, at the grandparents' house. That would be the boy's dad's parents. And she dropped him off. She was going to go pick up her check and then go possibly play a little bingo, and she was never seen since. Her vehicle was found 6 days later at the Comfort Inn parking lot in Bismarck.
This was 1994.
That's correct.
So, again, where we get into folks, turning the clock back here a little bit, sometimes, immediately after, there's obviously some understandable media frenzy over this, but, 1 year turns to 2 years, and pretty soon we're 20 years, but that's where folks can help you a little bit. What kind of leads have you had on the case?
Well, there hasn't been a whole lot of leads. At first, in 94, someone came forward from Minnesota and said that, they'd seen her at Wii Fest, and we later determined that not to be true. And really, that's about all we have. The case was pretty much cold at that time because we thought, well, she's an adult. She can be missing if she wants, and she went to Wii Fest and just didn't want to come back. So the case was closed at that time, but she never did show up, and the case was reopened, and it's still active now. I'm still trying to find some leads or some answers to what happened to her.
Is there give us some inside baseball, if you would, on how you go about saying, maybe this is someone that for whatever reason decided to go somewhere versus there's something criminal here. How do you connect those dots and decide which way it may lean?
Well, with this one here, she never did reappear. Her son is growing now, and none of her family has ever heard from her. I've done some checks with her social security number and so forth, and it's just not active anywhere, and I don't believe she's probably alive.
Is there any dots that say something's criminal here? That just as law enforcement, you sniff something that just says that this is a, you know, this was a murder or this was a kidnapping or, you know, anything that can lead us in that direction?
Well, I guess just the fact that she just disappeared for no reason. I mean, her life, there was nothing terrible going on in her life at the time, other than, you know, she's kind of trying to find herself with her employment and, you know, trying to find a relationship. She was kind of in between relationships at the time. And she just vanished completely. And there's really no reason for her to go like that. So that's what kind of leads us to believe that something happened to her, probably criminal.
We're talking to Bismarck Police Sergeant William Connor about the 20-year-old cold case of the missing person, Michelle Juulsen, that has been in the news this week, given the fact that the 20-year anniversary of her disappearance is tomorrow, as a matter of fact. So how in the world, 20 years later, can anybody listening help?
Well, there's somebody out there that knows something about her, whether they think it's insignificant or not. You know, I'd like to determine whether that is or not, you know, and there may be, you know, just a little bits and pieces that somebody can remember or tell me that we don't know about that might lead to us solving what happened to her.
Have you, when you've, you know, there's been some media attention on this week, have you had somebody call and say, you know, this might be insignificant, but I mean, are you getting anything in the way of what you're asking for here?
So far, not much or not anything really that been substantial at this point. You know, we're still actively investigating this case, but you know, we're looking for some new direction or new leads or some place to go with it.
If folks do, you know, think they might have something that's insignificant and want to share, what would they? I mean. Are they kept confidential? Is there ways that they're not, you know, sucked into the case and before a judge? And I would imagine that's probably most times what holds people back. If I have something, I could share it, but as soon as I do, then I'll be my life will be different. I mean, how do you protect people who might have some information?
Well, they can call us anonymously if they'd like. And that number is 701-224-TIPS. That would be 224-8477. And they can leave information anonymously if they would like. I would prefer that if they would feel comfortable enough talking to me, and I'd like to interview them, and they can call me at 223 or area code 701-223-1212, extension 1902.
And tell us the TIPS line again.
That would be area code 701-224-8477.
And, Chris, if you'd make sure those get on our Facebook page before the end of the program, just so folks have another way to get that and share. And anybody that has information that might lead to this, I mean, it could be, you know, it was kind of weird that the same day brother disappeared, we couldn't find him, and all of a sudden he's back a few days later, coincided with this. I mean, you're going to protect their information. You're going to be sensitive to that. I mean, in other words, what I'm trying to do is tell people, look, if you're reluctant to do this, these are professionals that you're dealing with. They'll understand the sensitivity of the information. If you know something, say something. For the sake of this family, for the sake of her son, for everybody else. I mean, my goodness. How old's your son now, did you say?
He would be in his early 20s now. I don't know exactly, about 23 maybe, you know, right in that area.
So he didn't really know his mom other than, a toddler. Pretty incredible. I really appreciate you sharing a little bit of the story, and hopefully you get some tips here from this. Bismarck Police Sergeant William Connor. Again, his direct line, 701-223-1212, extension 1902. Thanks, Sergeant. We appreciate it.
Okay, thank you very much, sir.
Congressman Kevin Cramer, an update on the political theater in Washington next.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Agricultural Weather Network, or NDON, provides current, accurate, detailed weather data for North Dakota. It consists of more than 70 automated weather stations across North Dakota and border regions of surrounding states. Weather data is retrieved daily from each station, checked for validity, and made available early each morning on the NDON website, ndon.ndsu.nodac.edu. This website provides current weather data necessary for the development of and operational use of various crop, insect, and disease development models to help soybean farmers make timely decisions to keep crops healthy and increase their yield. The North Dakota Soybean Council encourages all soybean farmers to check out the NDON website.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercorp Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercorp building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercorpbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Upset because he stepped in dog poo? How about coming out of the bathroom and finding your dentures were eaten by your dog? Are you kidding me?
Coming out of the bathroom. And finding out
North Dakota.
He lost two sets of dentures to his dog? Did I just hear all that correctly?
Wow.
Oh, that's a solid are you kidding me? I think we're going to have to put him in contention.
Chopper.
I think he's got to be in contention for caller of the day because that is priceless. All right, Jim from Tioga also called off here. Roll that one, Chris, would you?
Yeah, this is Jim from Tioga.
Yeah, the law enforcement nowadays, they're just like politicians, you know. They can't get a straight answer out of them. They lie right to you. Like, he doesn't know that that guy got arrested or what the deal is on it, really. You got to be kidding me.
No, I'm going to say, I'm going to call schmatzy on you, Jim. The guy was coming on to talk about the Juulsen case. We wanted to ask him before he came on air whether he was okay to talk about the other case. We ended up not getting connected with him until we started, so we had to ask him live. He didn't, you know, I mean, these guys are busy. They're working on cases, and I think, you know, he might have known about it, but he didn't have the level of information to do an interview, so I don't blame him for that. I think that's a little unfair. I'm going to call schmatzy on Jim for dog and law enforcement, saying that he was lying, that he knew about it. The interview was scheduled to talk about the Juulsen case. And because we'd had all these calls and we're not able to connect with the Bismarck staff on the other, I wanted to at least ask him if he knew so we could get an answer. Speaking of which, on this homeless thing, here's a great story for you. Susan sends an email. She says, I gave a job application to a homeless man. He asked what it was. I told him, job application. He crumbles it up, threw it at me and yelled, I don't want a job. Are you kidding me? By the way, that's Susan from Walker & Daughters Jewelers, and we don't normally give out free plugs here on Free Plug Friday. We'll make an exception today. It's one of the contentions for our Friday fun. But Walker & Daughters is a fine sponsor of 550 K-Fire regularly, and so they do regular advertising. They're not specifically a sponsor of What's on Your Mind. We'd have them as that, wouldn't we, Todd? We'd love to talk about
absolutely.
Walker & Daughters. Jeweler, kind of like your sweetheart deal with Schwann Cadillac. You know what I'm saying? We could. Todd has a. I mean, the boss knows about it. Neil in the corner office, but he's got this sweetheart deal where he gets to drive around in a Caddy and then talk about Schwann Cadillac.
I know quality. And my rings came from Walkers and Daughters, so there we go.
And Susan, I wouldn't mind kind of a similar sweetheart deal. I wouldn't put the bling on my finger. I'd put it on my wife's finger or like in her ears or something. But I'm just, you know.
Aw, look at you.
Note to self. And me, you want to maybe think about the same thing for Carrie. You know, maybe we could, you know, work something out with Susan. Because you got to go to Medora later today. I've been traveling like a banshee, and maybe Susan could help us out. We'll talk.
There you go.
I know Maria would love a pair of diamond earrings, but if I brought one home, she would say, are you kidding me? We can't afford that. Get out of here. Get out of here. Go back to Watford City. That's what she'd say. You know what I'm saying? Has Congressman Kramer called in yet? He was going to try and call in, and I know they were voting. He was going to try and call in and give us some scoop because we had a caller earlier suggest everything that was happening with the border bill in Washington. And the House voting and not passing and being called back, and then the Senate, it's your turn, was political theater. So I texted a couple of my buddies. There's a guy from Wishing, North Dakota, that I know pretty well, who was George Bush's global communications strategist at the NSC, a fellow by the name of Mark Fifley. I'll reveal my source. And he said it is political theater. That's what's going on. And so we asked Congressman Kramer to come on and talk about it, and he said he would. But that he had a vote and he would try and call in. So I don't know if we're going to hear from him before the end of the program, but we'll try and get him on to find out what's going on there and get to the bottom of this mess. He'll be with us next week, Wednesday, for Talk Radio Town Hall. But obviously this border thing is happening as we speak, trying to fix this thing. In the meantime, how in the world do we pick a caller of the day? Shane Snurley, this is going to be tough, and you have to answer call one now, so do that. Chris, any other off-air calls we need to get to before we do this? And if we don't get to it before we're done, if Kevin calls in here shortly, we will do this on our Facebook page like we did last week and put up all of the contenders. Right now we have, let's see here, where's my list? We have, there's so many things. Fred and Wing, Joel and Bismarck, Jim and Bismarck, Pat out in the oil field, Mary and Bismarck, Adam and Fargo, and Ernie and Bismarck. And
Ernie's back to follow
Ernie,
up.
Ernie, are you calling in a second time today? Is that what you're doing? What's going on here? You're trying to schmooze your way into winning the caller of the day, or why are you calling in again?
Yes, I am. I need to leave you one more. You got to be kidding me for the weekend.
All right. We don't normally give callers two bites at the apple, but we're going to make an exception now. Go ahead.
Okay. Don't you hate it when you're looking for a date, so you tell your best friends, I'm looking for a date, and this is what I'm looking for in a woman? And they set you up with a blind date about a week in advance. So So you get yourself all pumped up. You go to the gym. You get all dolled up and stuff. You bring some flowers, and you walk into the restaurant. She's waiting for you at the restaurant, and it happens to be your ex-wife.
Oh.
You've got to be kidding me.
Wow. That's so twisted, and I hope that didn't happen to you.
I still give it to Choppers over that one, but that's
oh
me.
My gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh is all I got to say. By the way, they are voting in Congress, so that's why Congress Kramer did not check in. We just checked that on C-SPAN, and Todd has made the executive decision. Marion Bismarck, caller of the day, congratulations. Attaboys for everybody on Facebook, join us today. We got to go. Todd, have a blast in Medora.
Thanks.
Follow us on Facebook. Call 24-7, 855-200-1776. God bless you.
The Pinnacle Travel Plazas are your one-stop shop for everything you need in North Dakota. If you're headed to the Bakken, get to know the best. Pinnacle, serving excellence, right off Highway 2 in Stanley and just north of 2 on Highway 40 in Tioga. Whether you're in oil or in the soil, they've got what you need. And the Bakken's best business center is now located in the Tioga Pinnacle Travel Center, just north of Highway 2 on Highway 40. You can copy, email, scan, fax, or print anything from business cards to blueprints. They have a plotter printer with a big, large format for blueprints and large photos or posters, too. Binding services, office supplies, and you can ship UPS, United States Post Office, and FedEx. It's a clean jeans laundry drop site, and send money home with MoneyGram, too. It's the Bakken's best business center at the Pinnacle Travel Plaza in Tioga, north of Highway 2 on Highway 40. Pinnacle, serving excellence. And tell them Scott sent you.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.